gentlemen, welcome back to the Daily Dimensions podcast. As always, I am your host, Smitty, back with another one, man. I've been gone for a little minute. It's a lot of things been transpiring. It's always something transpiring. But we had to, we had to get some things right. I had to find new vision, and I'm not going to force myself to create just to be creating. So I took that time. I was in a weird funk, you know, where like, I wanted to come here and create something. I wanted to put out more episodes. I wanted to make more clips, more content, more this, more that. And then I would get here and I would sit right here in this spot and be like, you know what? I'm just not inspired right now. Like, I'm just not. And sometimes when you're doing something long enough, it can start to get like, I don't know, stale, stagnant. You just like, you start hitting that block. It's like when your favorite artists take 5 years off between albums, like on some Frank Ocean type stuff. You know what I mean? Or Rihanna taking mad long between albums. You just not inspired. You want to do other things. And that's where I've been at. Like, speaking has been more exciting to me. Really getting out in the real world and interacting with people and building relationships with people has been more exciting to me. And my spiritual walk has been more like exciting and taking more of my time anyway. So when it's time to come back down here into the stew and create something, it's like, it's not as cool as everything else I'm doing. It's not as exciting, but this is something I want to continue to do, because even though it's not as exciting as everything else I'm doing right now, I still love it. And I can't just abandon the things I love because they're less exciting right now. There's a message in that for somebody somewhere. Don't abandon the things you love because they're less exciting right now. That's not even the message for today, but I know that's going to bless somebody. But the main message for today is this life update, man. And the biggest life update, if you've been following the pages, if you've seen this past Sunday, Easter Sunday, your boy got baptized. And I'm so excited that it happened. And like I mentioned before, it's something that I've done before. You know, I got baptized as a child. I was like 9 or 10, but I did it primarily because everybody else around me was doing it. Like, I kind of understood it was important. I knew it was important. I really didn't know all of the meaning in it, but I knew it's something I'm supposed to do. I knew it was important. My older brother was doing it and two of my cousins were doing it. So the four of us all got baptized the same day. I ain't want to be the odd man out. So I did it. And we'll probably throw the video of me getting baptized in here somewhere. I don't know where it's going to line up chronologically in the video, but if you're watching the video, we're going to drop it in here. But yeah, getting baptized is awesome. And it was one thing that, I had to get it done. It was on my list of things for the last 5 years. I feel like God has been pulling on my heart to go get baptized again. And I always found a reason to not do it or push it off or just forget about it. There was always a reason, always an excuse, always. It was just never a priority, right? Even though it was important, I never made it a priority. And it wasn't until a few months ago when I was in the hospital and one of the pastors from my church came to see me. And this is like one of the closest people to me there. Literally the first person I ever met when I started going to the church that I go to now. And this was 5 years ago I met him. But I didn't start attending regularly until probably last year, beginning of last year. So he's been in my life since then and been like an important figure since then, right? And he came to visit me when I was in the hospital and he had asked me, he was like, yeah, you know, like what's something that you feel like God is putting on your heart that's really important that you need to do or maybe you haven't done or haven't visited yet. And immediately I'm like, dang, I got to get baptized. And I said that to him. I was like, yo, that's been on my heart for so long. That's been on my mind for so long. And I just never did it. So from that point on, I knew I was like, yo, I got to do this. So the next time they had a baptism was like January, first day of January, right? New Year's type. And I hit him up, said I wanted to do it. I missed the deadline, so I couldn't get baptized. And I'm like, dang, I'm ready. I was ready to start this new year fresh, baptized, fasted for the month of January. I was ready to go in. And then it just didn't happen. And I didn't know when the next one was. And then he was like, yeah, the next one is in March. And I said, okay, not knowing Easter was going to be the day. So it kind of just worked out that way anyway. And the symbolism in that, the importance in that, the depth in that was all there. But boy, when I tell you, I was feeling a lot of different emotions leading up to it. For a period of time, I felt nothing. And I'm like, shouldn't I be excited right now? Shouldn't I be like overjoyed right now or feeling like a whole lot of heavy emotions right now. And I just wasn't. I wasn't feeling anything. And then it wasn't until the day before where I really started to feel like, man, okay, this is it. This is happening. It's go time. Like, here we are. And then I get to the church and I walk in like I'm on assignment, you know, like I got to get this done. I got to make this happen. Like, let's it's game time. Let's put the pads on. Let's hit the field. It's game time. And, you know, we get back there to where the baptismal pool is and you change your clothes and all them different things. And that energy in that room, like God's presence was fully there. Goosebumps, the tears, the emotions, just everything. Like, you could just feel that atmosphere shifting. And man, I could have ran through a wall that day, man. It was amazing. And I was the second person to go. So it's like, you don't even get to like watch other people do it. And you're like, okay, let me get my mind ready for it. It's like, all right, they did it. And they looked at me and said, it's you, come on. And I did it. And man, it was something else. And because I went second, I ain't want to like hold nobody up, because boy, I could have started shouting. Like, I was about to break down crying. A couple other people was breaking down crying. It was a beautiful day, man. And one of the funniest things, it's kind of sad, but it's kind of funny at the same time, right? So my dad, I told him I was getting baptized, and I said, yo, it's at 10 o'clock. This is the address. He lives down the street from the church. Tell me why. I'm done getting baptized. I walk back into the crowd, to the congregation. I see my family sitting there. They saved me the seat. I'm sitting with my family, hugging everybody, all this other stuff. And we sit there for the rest of the service, the rest of this Easter service. I'm sitting next to my dad. Church is over. He looks to me and touches me on the shoulder and says, hey, did you get baptized already? And I said, no way. No way you missed it. How do you live down the street and missed it? So then I looked at my text messages. He had called me the day before and asked me to send him the address. I sent him the address the moment I hung up the phone, sent it to him. He texts me at 10:20 in the morning, knowing it starts at 10, saying, good morning, what's the address? And then he responded to himself saying, thank you, got it. Because I had already sent it, and this man was already 20 minutes late. By the time he got there, it was clips. Yeah, he missed it. So it was funny. It's a little sad. So I had to send him the video. He had to watch it through the video. But it was funny because, like, this is something that only my dad, like, that's my dad in a nutshell. He's going to show up for you. He's going to be there. He just might not be on time. He just might not be on time, man. He's the kind of person you got to tell him things like an hour. I should have told him 9:30. That's my fault. I should have told him 9:30. But nonetheless, it was a beautiful moment. A lot of family came. And the whole day was beautiful, man. So if you're thinking about getting baptized, I encourage everybody to do it. If you're not sure about what baptism is, a lot of it really is that public declaration, that public confession of like, God, I'm going to follow you. I surrender to you. I look at you as my Lord and Savior. And we locked in together. You know what I mean? Some people jokingly say, I'm getting married to Jesus, you know. And it's not necessarily that, but like, that's one way to look at it. But baptism is one of the best things you could do. It's one of the best commitments you can make. It's one of the best steps you could ever take in your life. So that was it, man. It was a beautiful, beautiful moment, beautiful weekend. And I know that there's like such great assignment on my life, and I know that this is like a necessity to, I pronounced the heck out of that word, necessity, to step into what it is I'm called to do and what I'm called to be in the assignment on my life. I know this is a necessary stepping stone in that, so there's no way I couldn't just go ahead and make that happen. But outside of the baptism, outside of everything else, I've just been trying to, like I mentioned earlier in the beginning of the episode, find that fuel again, that passion again, to get into like stepping back in front of this camera, because I don't really like being in front of cameras anyway. I don't know if y'all knew that about me, but you should know by now. I don't really like being in front of cameras anyway. And then all the editing and everything. So I'm finding ways to make editing easier for myself. So moving forward, we're probably just going to have this one camera angle. Because if I edit a video with one angle, I could do that in like 2 seconds. You throw two angles in it, now it's like, I may be here for a little while. I don't want to be here for a little while. I got to claim some of my time back. I can't be doing this all the time. I got to claim it back. So one angle, we did shift it a little bit. You used to see me in more towards this side, like that way. and now it's a little bit more this way. Different camera, hopefully better quality once we edit it and chop it up and put it all together. You know, we're trying to shoot more in 4K type, you know, not the 1080s, 30 FPS, but more 4K, 60 FPS. Trying different things, messing around with some stuff. But also, you're going to see a lot of my content shift. So that's another huge thing. As you all know, mental health and wellness is a huge thing for me. Spirituality is a huge thing for me. But what I want to start to shift to is focusing more on Black men. Men in general, but specifically Black men, because as I've been doing this for some odd years, I've reached a lot of people. I've impacted a lot of people. And the people I still struggle to reach the most are men, specifically Black men. And I want to really devote more energy to that because I can relate to that on a deep level. Having gone through so many things myself, having been someone who was stubborn or naive to a lot of things, and coming out on the other side of myself, you know, the other side of my situations. And I want to help other men that look like me be able to do that. And unfortunately, there's not enough spaces built for people like me. There's not enough avenues and outlets and supports for people who look like me. And my goal is to continue to try and increase those spaces, increase those conversations, lend that support, lend a hand, whatever I can to that cause. Because as I've mentioned in many episodes before, I have too many friends that look like me that have committed suicide, too many friends that look like me that suffer with depression and anxiety and fear, both diagnosed and undiagnosed. Too many friends that I know need therapy but won't go, literally have told me, nah, I'm straight. There's just so much that I want to see for the betterment of the people around me. And if I can continue to help push that forward by this platform, these podcasts, these speaking engagements, I want to get into coaching, which is another reason why I haven't been doing this, because I've been setting up a coaching business behind the scenes, which will launch soon. We have to just get some more paperwork done. And I don't like paperwork. I don't know anyone who likes paperwork, but coaching is something that I'll get into because I've always wanted to do that. But there's been people who literally come up to me and say, hey, like, do you offer like coaching? Do you offer blah, 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 that want to work with me? And people referring people to me and I can't see them, you know, people offering jobs to me and I can't see them because it's not something that I have set up at the moment. So it's like, man, I already have the desire. I already feel like it's something I'm supposed to do. And now people are coming to me for something that I don't have set up yet. And it's like, set that up, Jordan. So if this is on pause because I'm setting that up, I'm cool with that. But I don't want there to be any reason why anyone around me could say, oh, I didn't know where to get help. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know where to go. I didn't have anyone to run to talk to express something to. I don't want that to ever be an excuse, you know, or for anyone to ever feel like that or to be caught by surprise because I'm here, you know, and I've made myself available, will continue to make myself available. And this is something I'm going to continue to push until I don't got no breath left in my body because this is just what I do. This is what I care about. And whether I'm here, another state, wherever I may be, this is the cause, you know, and this is what we're going to continue to do. And I know we're going to reach tens of hundreds of thousands of millions of people. We're going to change lives one step at a time, one person at a time, one victory at a time. And we're just going to continue to do amazing things because that's what we're here to do. You know what I mean? We're not here for the nonsense. We're here to get things done. We're here to change lives. So thank y'all for continuing to rock with me. You know, these episodes come frequently, they come infrequently. We do what we need to do, but I'm always here for y'all. I'm always available. I'm only one man, still trying to build a team. The right supports will come my way. There's also a lot of other things I want to update y'all on behind the works, but we'll get into those another day. Also, be on the lookout for the Men's Mental Health Cookout 2024. That's going to be in August. You're going to see more information about that. If you're interested in being a sponsor, y'all know where to find me. I'm not hard to find at all. Let's make something happen. So, love y'all. Peace. And until next time, this is Daily Dimensions.